Quiet Mind, Day 67, The Group Trap. When ego hides behind teamwork and patriotism, sometimes it's just too exhausting to be you. So the ego does what any overworked narcissist would. It outsources. It joins a team. And not just any team. A nation, a political movement, a religious group, a football club, a startup. Suddenly your problems dissolve into a larger identity. You're no longer just Dave from accounting. You're a patriot, a believer, a superfan. It feels good, purposeful. You belong. But does this mean freedom from ego? Not quite. More like ego going incognito. Because even in a group, the same egoic patterns apply, only now they're amplified. You still need to be right, but now your whole group needs to be right. You still need enemies, but now they're the other side. You still need more, but now it's framed as progress or winning. And inevitably, this inflated group identity runs into another inflated group identity. Conflict follows, cue history books. Sometimes people wake up to this madness. They see that the cause they gave everything to is not just flawed, but insane. The disappointment cuts deep. Some get bitter, reject everything, and switch beliefs like Netflix shows. But this too is ego, same self, different costume. Crowds are ego on steroids. A single person might hesitate to do harm. A crowd, not so much. Nations can act like psychopathic individuals, doing things collectively that would be unthinkable one-on-one. That's how the ego hides, in flags, slogans, and us-versus-them rhetoric. But there's hope. As awareness grows, some people form groups not out of ego, but out of presence. These aren't cults or of personality or clubs for superiority. They're conscious collectives, schools, companies, communities, formed around alertness, not ideology. Here, ego doesn't vanish, but it gets spotted early and often. These groups become accelerators for awakening, the opposite of the unconscious crowd. What's at the root of all this? A split. Ego divides you into I and myself, creating a bizarre inner relationship. Suddenly, you don't just live, you have a life, like a purse or a gym membership. And if you have a life, you can lose it. Now you're terrified. Death enters the chat. You cling together to the illusion. But here's the twist. You don't have a life. You are life. There is no separation between you and the stream of existence. That whole story of my life is the ego's original delusion, the root of all this imaginary division. You can't lose life because you are it. Always have been, always will be. And realizing that, that's freedom.